The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Fibromyalgia. I have heard the term everywhere. It seems like it's almost a generic term now. Can you be a little more specific for people that are listening to me?
It's a term that's used to describe a condition which can be very debilitating.
Okay.
It's achiness generally in the muscles or in the muscle joints.
Your whole body?
It moves around. And that's the thing.
I'll be darned.
Unlike arthritis, which is a joint disease, which is specific to certain joints, this moves around. But it generally has certain characteristics, like, for instance, disturbed sleep patterns.
Yep.
It generally starts between the age of 20 and 50. It's a lot more pronounced, a lot more present in females than it is in males. And interestingly, it doesn't exist in third world countries.
At all?
At all.
Well, there's an interesting that's another conversation.
Yes.
So now I know that if I came to you and said I have fibromyalgia, you would say I want you to cure it. You'd say, we don't do that.
Correct. That would be correct.
You do something else, which is you fix the brain and the spine connection.
Exactly. Exactly. In fact, there was a case that came to see me not too long ago.
Okay.
And in this particular case, she described mid-back pain, shoulder pain, up to the neck on the left side, rib pain that would radiate around to the front.
Slow down a little bit. Okay, rib pain radiating all the way around. What else?
Right. There was a pain and burnings on the sides and the insides of the knees. But she lived with this pain on a daily basis. And she described an incredible fatigue, which involved the muscles and the backs of the arms and the hands. These were sore to touch.
She couldn't be touched really, and she was tired all the time.
Exactly.
And the pain was moving around her body.
It was. And she tried multiple things to get help with this. She tried acupuncture.
Okay.
She had cranial sacral therapy. She had tried chiropractic care.
Okay.
And as if that were not enough, she had found herself in the emergency room, twice dealing with irritable bowel syndrome. She also dealt with headaches and low back pain, which she'd had on and off for years.
That's an incredible amount. That's a lot of different symptoms, a lot of different problems.
It is. And this was a 53-year-old female.
Okay, so what'd you do?
Well, we evaluated her, and in her particular case, we did find a compromised brain-body connection. So we accepted her for a course of treatment.
Okay.
And 30 days into it, we sat down with her, as we normally do, mm-hmm. usually 3 to 4 weeks. We're going to sit down and evaluate a person's progress to make sure that we're getting the job done, that things are heading in the right direction.
Right.
And so she rated that her improvement in terms of her fibromyalgia at that point was 70% better.
So we're talking pain all the time, moving around her body. She says almost 3/4 of it is gone after the first 30 days.
Exactly. Now, interestingly,
yes.
The irritable bowel syndrome had not changed at all. The headaches, however, were doing 70% better, and the low back pain 90% better.
So what happened after 30 days?
Well, then we continued, and we were about 60 days into it, and we sat down and did another evaluation. And this time, the fibromyalgia was now 90% better.
Wow.
The irritable bowel now was 50% better.
That's really good.
And the headaches were doing better, but started getting worse again for a bit. They weren't worse than they were when they came in, but they weren't 70%
better. But
that's
not unusual when you treat somebody. Like, something can come back they've had previously for a short period of time, right?
Absolutely.
That's true. So 30, 60, how'd she end up?
She ended up doing great. She ended up completing her course of care.
Mm-hmm.
She continued on what we would call a wellness basis or a maintenance basis, which for us, we don't see people very often on that kind of care. We like to get people down to once every 3 months. We were checking them 4 times a year. And these are the people that are holding things for 3 to 6 years. Our record is actually 9.5 years.
So let me just double check. Fibromyalgia gone?
Well, certainly her experience with it was much improved, or to a point where it was virtually gone.
Irritable bowel syndrome?
Much better.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, but you can't do this every time. I mean, and it's not about curative, is it?
Right.
Explain to people when you say, fixing the cranium and the spine, what that means exactly.
Well, there is within the body an intelligence. This is the same intelligence that heals cuts, creates babies.
Sure.
And we all have it in our body. And it's contingent upon a communication, an effective, a patent communication system between the brain and the brainstem and the body. And there are certain things that can occur which compromise that, which begin to start garbling signals to certain systems or parts of the body. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, those systems don't immediately shut down, but they begin to develop a weakness. The body is continually replacing cells in the body. It starts replacing cells with weak and abnormal cells, and there's a deterioration and a loss of wholeness mm-hmm. that occurs with that. So by reconnecting the brain with the body, correcting that compromised communication system, once again, the body can begin to start repairing itself and healing the way that it was designed to.
Which is an amazing thing, really, mm-hmm. when you think about it. Unleashing the body to do what it was designed to do.
Exactly.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org. Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back to the show. It's Todd Herman. You heard me here on Cairo. You heard me on KTTH. You know, myself and Frank Shires. Frank does the evening news here on Cairo. We get the good, fun opportunity to talk with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and it's outside of the clinic because Frank and I are both patients of Dr. Yardley's. The phrase, restoring health, improving lives naturally. It's a show that focuses on, Doctor, what you do at the Yardley Institute, but it's also who you are. And I've learned this over a couple of years with you. Restoring health naturally. You say the healthcare business versus the disease care business. Can you explain that?
Yeah. Yeah. See, we're raised in a society where we consider health as being the absence of symptoms. And so our whole healthcare system is all about identifying and attacking, trying to get rid of things. The problem with it is this, with chronic illnesses and chronic disease syndromes, quite often they can't get rid of it. It becomes more of a containment approach. And thankfully so. I mean, let's take what we can get. But it doesn't correct the underlying cause. Now, healthcare is a different story. It's really not about identifying, labeling, and attacking. It's all about looking at control systems within the body. What's working? What's not working? Why is it not working? And what will change if we get it working?
So since I've become a patient with you, I got to think, probably on a casual basis, 30 people in the Welcome Center at the Yardley Institute where I get the free water. You always have the high-class water from New Zealand. I've also met people here at the radio station where I've recorded ads with them. There's a commonality that I find that people go in for one core issue. They might go in, say, for fibromyalgia. In the case, my case, I went in for joint pain.
Mm-hmm.
But the commonality is other symptoms start to go away.
Right.
Like my joint pain went away when you worked with me in really gentle, non-invasive care.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized my headaches were gone and I didn't have sciatica. Mm-hmm. So can you explain that dynamic? Because I think that that is maybe even makes people feel a little skeptical that, wait, one treatment did all those things.
Well, that's the core of a healthcare approach. A healthcare approach is not about eliminating this or eliminating that, but about getting that body to function at a much higher level, at a much better level. And in so doing, then many other things that you perhaps weren't aware of, or you were aware that they weren't working as well as they did 10 years ago, suddenly they start kicking in. They start working. You start sleeping better. You have more energy. And that's different for each person. Each person has their own story on that.
At the Institute, Dr. Yardley, you shared something with me about our spinal cords. You shared something with me that's just made it remarkable for me when I think about what you do. If I were to say to you, if I were to skip every third word in a sentence, right, It's gobbledygook. It doesn't make any sense to anybody. You can't communicate that way. And I grew and understood that, our bodies, our brains, can somehow be impacted in being able to send healing signals. You explain that so much better than I do because you're actually a doctor and I'm not. So can you talk about that?
Well, the body's default setting is to heal itself. It really wants to heal itself. It's trying to heal itself. So if you're searching for health or a solution to a problem, it's simply a matter of finding out why it's not happening, why it's not occurring. Now, you'll find that the brain and the body are connected. There's a brain-body connection, and it creates systems that control and coordinate and enable and facilitate the body to heal. And in fact, that happens thousands of times every day in our lives. We're not even worried about it until one minor or maybe not so minor instance, it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't seem to be happening. And that's where our concern gets. That's what we start focusing on. But the truth of it is, what work that we do is tapping into a system that's working just fine most of our lives, and for most parts of our day. It's just the short times that it doesn't that we start having problems.
I've explained it to people by saying what happens if the brain-body connection is severed. It's really, really bad news, right? But if it's impacted, it's not great either. So I guess when people get focused on a symptom, I guess I hear you saying that doctors, sometimes people who are in the disease care business, you come in and you've got sciatic or acid reflux. So they say, okay, well, let's fix the acid reflux.
Correct.
Now, does that sometimes take on the characteristic of buffering the symptoms or kind of or making it so that you don't feel the symptoms? Is that sort of disease care as well?
Well, often it is. It's like, you know, take a painkiller because you got a pain. What's the painkiller do? It doesn't fix the cause of the pain. Pain is the body's way of saying, hey, something's not right. We're looking for help here. And you cut the signal off so you don't feel it anymore. That's somewhat the same as turning the fire alarm off when it goes off rather than putting the fire out, you see.
Right, right.
And the example you used, acid reflux, I mean, there are many modalities that have been developed to try and deal with acid reflux. But while they give temporary relief, they don't generally give long-term correction.
Right. And so I once explained this as a princess and the pea syndrome. Mm. Right. That you the book, The Princess and the Pea, figure out who the princess is by who can feel the pea under a stack of mattresses. So the medicine and the surgeries, that's just kind of stacking mattresses sometimes. Right.
It
the
can
pea
be
is still there and it's eventually going to bug you.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, look, drugs and surgery save lives at times. We need it.
Yeah.
But it's probably not the first thing that you want to go to.
Right.
And the vast majority of the patients I see coming into my office, we're the last resort. They've tried everything else and it doesn't work. And they're kind of, okay, we'll give you a shot at it, you know. And I've even had those come in. I mean, I've had spouses very recently bring their wife in. The spouse wanted them to do what we did. And she tried so many things that had failed so much, she didn't want to do it. Somehow, he got her to try us. She's doing much better now.
Yeah,
so that changed a complete turnaround in her attitude.
Yeah, I've encountered that. A lot of people wait to that last second, so don't. I mean, get in. If you tried the other things, the pills and the surgery, stop, right? Go get to the core, the brain-body connection, right?
Yes.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., Sam Stevens. Sam, combat vet, back from Iraq. You took a little bit of an injury over there serving, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What happened?
Basically, I was a member of a combat movement team, and coming off of one of our trucks, I kind of dislodged my shoulder a little bit, damaged my C4, C5 vertebrae.
Ow. Yeah, not pleasant.
No, it could have been a lot worse, but it was just a mechanical injury, so nothing really serious.
Yeah, so you have been checking around on places to go to get the surgery, because this affected your life, right? I mean, this was affecting your movement and your quality of life?
Yeah, I've been looking around for about 5 years, bouncing around between the VA and a primary doctor trying to sort out my back.
Yeah, what was it like? What was the condition like for you? What were you feeling?
for the most part, there's a little low level of pain at all times, pretty much 24 hours a day. And then it would have spikes about once or twice a week that would go up to 7 or 8 on the pain scale, almost debilitating.
Mm.
It's where I couldn't pretty much do anything.
And you'd stopped exercising and such, right?
Yeah. So a couple of months before I went and saw Dr. Yardley, I pinched a nerve in my neck, which was caused by the damage in my neck. Mm-hmm. And so I was losing sensitivity in my left arm, and it would just go numb. So as a member of the military, which I'm still in, I did close to 30 to 50 push-ups in sets of 30 to 50 a day. And I couldn't even do 2 push-ups before I would collapse because of numbness and inability for my arm to keep up from the pressure.
Good Lord. Good Lord. So you look around, you go through the primary doc, you go through the VA doc. You're also a medical researcher. So I guess you heard about Dr. Yardley on the radio. You went to see him. I got to know from 2 perspectives. First of all, I'm a patient. I want to talk to Sam, the patient, what you experienced as a patient. But then I got to dig into this medical research thing. So what did you experience as Sam, the patient at the Yardley Institute?
It was a vastly different experience than what I've experienced with any other doctor. The moment I walked in the door, everybody had smiles, and it was a very welcoming kind of place to be. And then when I saw Dr. Yardley, he was very congenial, right? He's big smile on his face, wants to know what the problem is and how he can help, and basically a very back and forth kind of conversation, whereas most doctors I've been to have been really about, this is what it is. It's very like sterile and kind of non-personal.
Yeah. When I first went to Dr. Yardley, you know, you could throw all the measurements, and he's very, very careful, you know, of measuring and making sure he's acting upon data. But when he first treated me, I was surprised, honestly, at how gentle it was.
Yeah, I was actually a little bit concerned that he didn't do more.
Yeah.
So I've been to other chiropractic practices, and it's a lot more aggressive, a lot more like spinal cracking and popping.
Yeah.
And there was none of that. And within the third visit, almost all of my pain was gone. And within a month, I have mostly no pain with occasional spikes up to like 3 or 4. So it's done an amazing recovery for my spine.
What's it mean for you lifestyle wise now? I mean, it's restore a sense of hope, or I mean, a sense that you can continue to serve the country like you do. What's that meant for you?
Yeah, it's actually been really interesting because I was contemplating retiring from the military. I have 20 years in 2020, so I was planning on retiring exactly then. If my body continues to wear the way it is, I might push on a few more extra years as well.
I love it.
And as far as my personal life, I'm a member of a group that does combat stage fighting, and that was kind of on the table of not doing anymore either due to pain. But now I'm regularly up there, and it's an amazing experience.
So you can go back and do the things you love.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I was, you know, thinking of, oh, maybe I need to modify what I do for working out, and I'm very, very into some of the competitions I'm going into, and man, to be able to have that peace of mind that you can continue to do these things, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. I do a lot of things. I'm a really busy person, and I can't be bored, mentally. The pain was causing me to be bored because I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now I can get back into doing the things I love and enjoying life.
So. I love it. Now, you're also a medical researcher, so, I mean, this had to be interesting to you from a perspective of treatment as well.
I actually do cancer research treatment, so it's a totally different field.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's interesting the way he goes about patient care, though, and that's mine's pretty sterile. I do research with at Fred Hutchinson, and they basically, we do a lot of cancer stuff. We don't deal with patients, so it's a very different mindset.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was very unique the way he went about trying to get information and utilizing it from a very statistical standpoint.
Yeah, he's very data oriented. Yeah, he's always focusing on the data. And I've been with him 3 years, and he still goes and he consults the data. So there's a lot of people that hear us discuss this, Sam, and they'll hear Yardley Institute. They know that I'm a patient. They know I've been with Dr. Lee Yardley DC for 3 years. What do you tell people who sit on the fence? They're experiencing pain, but they're sitting on the fence. They're taking the ibuprofen. They're thinking of surgery.
I say you have nothing to lose, right? It'll either work or it won't. And surgery to me is the last resort. Because I have friends who've had spinal surgery, also veterans who've hurt their spines overseas. And basically one of the problems with the surgery is it limits your mobility, right? So right now I have 180 degree mobility, and a lot of my friends only have 135 because of that surgery. So if, unless that's what you really want to do, I would try to do other methods.
Yeah.
Try and use it as a last resort.
Yeah, I totally agree. I want to thank you for serving. Welcome home. We're proud of you. We thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to meet another patient, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sam Stevens, thank you.
Thank you.
Sam suffered for 5 years before finding Dr. Yardley. He saw other practitioners, but nobody could help. And now, after several months under care with Dr. Yardley, Sam is pain-free. He's able to continue serving his country and is back to doing everything he loves to do without pain. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, let's talk about hypertension, high blood pressure. What is that?
Hypertension is when the blood pressure of a person starts moving into levels that are above what's considered a healthy range. Normally, if the top number goes above 140 towards 150, it's considered borderline. Above 150 is too high. The bottom number, 90 to 95, is borderline. Above 95 is too high. And associated with that is the risk of damaging your kidneys, possibly having a stroke. It's just not a good thing to continually have high blood pressure.
So can your procedure actually have an impact on high blood pressure? You can't cure it because you don't cure anything.
That's true. We do not cure anything. What we deal with is the brain-body connection. But interestingly, the brain-body connection has been shown to connect with primary hypertension in a surprisingly high number of cases.
So is there a study or something that indicates that?
There was. There was a study that was published in what is the most prestigious journal for hypertension, and that is the Journal of Human Hypertension. And they published a study April of 2007. In this particular study, they took 50 people and took them off the hypertensive medications, and then half of them received a sham correction, and the other half received an actual correction of the brain-body connection.
So that's called a blind study. They had
yes,
and this was done through a medical school.
Yeah, it was done through the University of Chicago Medical School. So it was monitored by a complete medical team, and they just had one clinician who was trained in this particular procedure that provided the actual corrections.
Okay, so you had one group out of the 50 studied who got the sham correction, and then you had the other group that got the real deal.
Yes, and you know what a sham correction is, because not everyone knows that.
Please.
It's actually when the patient thinks they're getting the correction,
right,
but actually they're not.
Okay, so what were the results of the study?
The results of the study showed that the group that received the sham correction, there was absolutely no change in their blood pressure whatsoever.
Okay.
The other group, their blood pressure dropped the equivalent of not one, but two hypertensive medications.
That's a significant drop. Can you ballpark the percentage for me? That's sounds like a big drop.
It was a big drop, and it was quite amazing, enough so that certainly they chose to publish it in this particular journal.
Okay, so if you get that kind of result, and you see those kinds of results, and you see that in a very prestigious medical journal, I would assume, given the amount of time that you've practiced, that you probably have some examples of people who have had similar similar results with hypertension treatment in chatting or in going through your procedure.
And that's true. You know, those of us that have been doing this work for decades already knew the results of the study because we see it every day in our practice.
Really?
But, you know, to get it published like that really adds a lot of credibility to it. It reinforces what we do find, and it kind of helps get the word out because you can pick this kind of study up on WebMD. But I had a case that came to see me here about 3-4 years ago. This was a 67-year-old female, and she was dealing with high blood pressure. She'd had it for 15 to 20 years, and
wow,
she was controlling it with medication.
Okay.
And so she appreciated the importance of getting the brain-body connection corrected, and she reported just a few months into her care that she was now reducing her hypertensive medication by 50%, and her blood pressure was doing 50% better.
Now, did she do that under the care of a doctor?
Yes, because we don't make recommendations with regards to meds.
Right, sure you don't.
However, further down the road, when she'd been under care about a year, she reported that she was off the meds completely and her blood pressure was 95% better.
So she goes through your procedure. She lines up the brain and the body. And then through the care of her physician over a period of time, she's reducing her meds and she sees a dramatic change in her condition.
Yes, in that she was able to get off the medication and have normal blood pressure, which there are side effects to the medication.
Sure.
I mean, they're important to take if there's nothing else you can do. But keep in mind that the actual cause of the hypertension is not being addressed by the meds. What the meds are doing, they're forcing the blood pressure down to help protect you from further damage. Second case, a gentleman by the name of Joseph, who came to see me back in 08. Mm-hmm. He was 64, and he was dealing with blood pressure that was all over the map. It was high, it was low, it was just uncontrollable.
Okay.
And once again, he came to us to get a correction of his brain-body connection, which is what we provided, and he reported just a few months later that his blood pressure was coming down a lot, quote unquote, is what he said. It was starting to normalize.
Okay, now people who are listening to this, if you just dropped in, you might mistakenly think that, oh, they're talking about a cure for hypertension, and that's not at all what we're talking about. Because Dr. Yardley, you don't cure hypertension, do you?
We don't cure anything. The body heals itself.
Well, explain what that means.
It means that the body needs no help, just no interference. And one of the major interferences, not the only, but one of the major, is this compromised brain-body connection. And that's what we do, and we do it very well.
When you say the brain-body connection, you mean the alignment between the spine and the skull?
Yes, right at the very top of the neck. There is a vertebrae. It's a round washer-like vertebrae called the atlas.
Yeah.
And sitting on it, this is this big blob, this thing we call a head. And if they're not lined up right, which can happen as a result of forceps being used in the delivery process,
sure,
bungee jumping, especially if the rope breaks, these kind of things can result in damage in this area, which most people don't even realize they have.
If the rope breaks was a joke, in case you
Yeah, but it has happened.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman, and I'm with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., Gail. I don't know if I'm allowed to say women's ages. How old are you, Gail? You can tell us if you like.
Well, I'm a little older than you are.
I don't buy it listening to your voice. You spent your career helping people, right, as an RN?
Yes.
Yeah. And so you've seen the disease care industry, and I wanted to talk a little bit of a difference about the health care that Dr. Yardley practices. But what was a specific reason that you went to go see Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute?
I didn't really have any specific ailments, but, you know, having worked over the years with people who had problems, I'm very into preventative care.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know a bit about how the body works, when Dr. Yardley talks about the brain-body connection, that made a lot of sense to me, because all of your cranial nerves come through the hole in your skull and then go down into your body and innervate the rest of your body. So when he talks about, you know, there might be a bit of a problem in that area of connection, you know, to me that made a lot of sense. My decision to see Dr. Yardley was based on preventative medicine, just the way you try and eat healthy and you exercise and you try and give your body all of the positive things that it needs to continue to stay healthy.
Yeah, I read a little bit about you and some of the things you've been through in your life. You've not lived, none of us have, lives without challenges. You've had some car accidents and some surgeries, et cetera.
Yeah, and plus I had a few concussions when I was younger. So, you know, none of them gave me any kind of a problem. So when I first went to see Dr. Yardley, you know, I didn't really expect that he would find anything, so I was just stunned when he came back into the office and said that, you know, most people are out, you know, 2 or 2.5 degrees, and I was out over 5 degrees. I was just shocked.
Wow. And why did you see Dr. Yardley instead of a full spine chiropractor?
Well, just because of that brain-body connection, that just made so much sense to me because, you know, our whole body is innervated from our brain and skull on down through. So it just seems to me if there was some infringement on that connection that, you know, eventually our body might pay a bit of a price for that. So, you know, so my thought was to, you know, like I said earlier, to give my body every positive thing that I can to help it continue to stay healthy.
Absolutely. And, you know, Gail, since I've been a patient of Dr. Yardley's now about 3 years, I've really tried to explain to people the difference between healthcare and disease care. And to me, the way I boil it down is disease care is I went in for joint pain. Disease care is, hey, let's really study your knee and study your ankle and let's give that a name. And maybe we'll call it, if it's not what I have, maybe we'll call yours fibromyalgia. But let's not spend any time swimming upstream to the brain-body connection. But I'm an amateur. You spent your life as an RN. So how do you describe the difference between healthcare and disease care?
Well, you know, disease care is taking care of a problem that already exists. But with preventative care and health care, you're actually, you know, trying to prevent some of the problems that a lot of people run into, especially as they start aging. So for me, there's a huge difference in preventative, alternative care, and disease care, because you're taking care of a disease that may not have existed had you been able to give your body the ammunition that it needs to stay healthy.
Well said. And what do you say to people who are sitting on that fence about going to go see Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute?
You really don't have anything to lose. It's a very pleasant experience. He's a very knowledgeable man, and if you can assist your body to stay healthy for all of your life, you know, I think it's very important to give your body the ammunition that it needs to stay healthy, and I think seeing Dr. Yardley is one of those ways that you can assist yourself in staying healthy.
I'm always curious about this, Gail, because I've met a number of patients of Dr. Yardley's. What was your first reaction when you got your first upper cervical treatment from the doctor? Because I know what mine was.
Oh, it was so gentle. It was, you know, it was like nothing I'd ever experienced before. I've been to chiropractors over the years and used to being twisted and turned and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And this was just so gentle and so soft and so non-invasive. It was just a very comfortable thing to undergo.
Yeah, I had the same experience. Was surprised at how quickly I felt better, and it was pronounced. Now, I know you went in for preventative care to give your body the ammunition it needs, and that's great. More people need to do that at the Yardley Institute. But I understand you did see some improvements in how you felt.
Oh, I did. I have a better overall sense of well-being, and I think a lot of it was due to, you know, the things that Dr. Yardley was a part of. But a part of it, I think, for me, and probably a lot of other people, is, you know, you just because you're doing really positive things for your body, it gives you a psychological advantage that you know that you're doing the best that you can to, you know, to continue to stay healthy.
Yeah. And anything else you think people should know about Dr. Yardley, D.C.?
He's just a lovely man, and the office staff they're always in good moods. I mean, you can't go in there and be in any kind of a down mood because it's impossible. Everyone is just so upbeat. It's just a really nice place to go to spend a bit of time.
Couldn't agree more. Well, I appreciate you coming on with us, and No, thank you. We really appreciate it. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, I want to talk with you about a topic that I know is near and dear to your heart, and it's one that I'll bet you most of the people listening right now have experienced in one time or another. I want to talk to you about acid reflux and the little purple pill.
Yes.
And the odd thing is, we're talking about, I mean, Dr. Yardley here, you're all about lining up the brain and the body.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work with acid reflux?
Well, it's interesting, you know, because you said that almost everyone has it once in a while. And
sure.
I think having it once in a while is not an issue. It's when you're getting it all of the time. So much
right.
so that you find it necessary to start taking something to neutralize the acidity and antacid, which, you know, could be one of the purple pills, Prilosec, or any of that the purple pill family. The problem with acid reflux is it can create problems in the long term. If it continues, it can result in ulcers. If it continues, it can begin to eat away in that the food pipe, the esophagus that goes from mm-hmm. the mouth down to, and that can result in a thing called Barrett's esophagus, where scar tissue forms. And if that goes on long enough, you can even develop cancer of the esophagus.
Now, you actually encountered this in what, a colleague early in her time with you?
Well, yeah. You know, one of the benefits of our benefit package for the people that work at the Institute is that they have the opportunity of personally coming under the care that we provide, and virtually everyone takes advantage of that.
Sure.
And I had a case of a young lady in her 20s that started with us a few years back, and she took advantage of that. Now, one of the only issues that she had is that she had this acid reflux going on. And once we corrected that, you know, one of the things she experienced almost immediately is it disappeared.
When
it
you
normalized.
Say corrected that, you mean the brain-body connection.
Exactly.
And we need to take a second for those of us, for those who just joined us for the first time. When we talk about that, what are we talking about? We're not talking about twisting around your spine or something.
Oh, no.
Tell us what you do.
Not at all. What can happen for many people is the... as a result of auto accidents and various injuries that can occur in a person's life, the head starts sitting crooked on the neck.
Okay.
And this starts creating not only a mechanical effect at the top of the neck,
right.
but a neurological sub-effect. And it creates a cascade effect. And one of the things that it seems to impact is a nerve called the vagus nerve.
What's the vagus nerve?
There are 12 what are called cranial nerves.
Okay.
That are primarily responsible for being able to wink and smile and all of the various things we do with our head.
Right.
But they also can impact other parts of the body. And the vagus nerve, the 10th cranial nerve, is the longest of those nerves. And vagus is Latin for the wanderer. And the things that it controls includes breathing in the lungs, the beating of the heart, the acidity levels in the stomach.
Cholesterol.
The production of cholesterol by the
yeah.
liver.
I have super high cholesterol.
See, 80% of the body's cholesterol is not in your food. It's produced by the body, the liver. And if it's producing too much, perhaps there's a reason for that. When we correct the brain-body connection, it seems in many cases to impact that vagus nerve.
But how is it possible? When just correcting that connection, what are you doing? What is the body doing as a result of correcting that connection?
The question to answer before that is, what is it doing when that connection is not connected?
Okay.
Yeah, and what happens is when the head shifts, even a millimeter or two, mm-hmm. Out of its normal position and then chooses to live there on a permanent basis,
mm-hmm.
Then mechanically things are not lined up in the upper part of the neck. And that starts having impacts neurologically. You see, if you take a look at that part of the body, it's so delicate. If you were to be able to, and you cannot do this, but if you could reach in and touch it, it would be instantly fatal. That's how delicate that structure is. So these structures, the atlas, the bone at the very top of the mm-hmm. neck, the skull, if they get out of relationship or out of place with each other, then it starts creating distortion into the neurological tissues, and this results in chemical imbalance, one of which can be a compromise in terms of or a malfunction in the acidity levels in the stomach.
So let's go back to your colleague who you corrected her brain and body connection, and what happened to her acid reflux?
Immediately normalized. which is quite amazing because people come to us with all kinds of problems.
Right.
And this seems to be one of the first things to change, the first things to respond clinically over the years. That's what I've seen. And see, the problem with the antacids, the purple pills,
yes,
is it's changing a person's acidity. Mm-hmm. The food is not getting digested the way it's supposed to.
Because it's blocked. It's partially blocked, right?
Exactly. And you'll find that the calcium is not being absorbed the way it's supposed to. And guess what? This leads to osteopenia, osteoporosis, and literally, the food's going through your body raw.
Oh, okay.
And it rots. It begins to rot. I mean, your body is hot. So it's traveling through your body rotting. I mean, if that isn't a concern.
It pretty much is for me now. So by restoring the brain and body connection, your body gets out of the way of itself.
Yes.
And what happens?
To start functioning normally again. And if the acid reflux or the chemical imbalance is directly as a result from the brain-body connection, then voila, it begins to start functioning normally again.
Do you see people, their cholesterol levels normalize?
We do.
It's an amazing thing. Hey, when you think about it, because I'm a person who deals with that genetically. That's the family thing. And
yeah.
Huh.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.